You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm really good, thank you.
Nice to speak with you. It's been a busy month since we last spoke. We're going to talk a wee bit about the budget. We're going to talk about the Electoral Commission's recommendations on reform to our electoral system. But let's start with the Green Party's own announcement yesterday, calling on renters to share awful renting stories in Aotearoa. What's the purpose of this, Marama?
It's about the message of people being able to come home to an affordable, warm, healthy and secure home as a human right. It's not a reality. So we're giving people who rent an opportunity to share those realities directly.
And so what's going to happen? I mean, people are obviously sending in, and I see that you've already received a lot of feedback from people on this, but people are already sending in these horror stories, I guess, of their renting situations. What are you going to be doing with those?
So I think we're at about 150 submissions just in one day as of last night. So it's about making sure that we know the realities and then we are informed when we make decisions to protect housing as a human right and to give people who rent more rights.
And what would those rights look like? What specifically is the Green Party proposing here?
Too many people in damp and drafty and expensive, unaffordable homes that are making people sick. We've been calling for a warrant of fitness, a comprehensive warrant of fitness, for example. We face a block every single time. We've been campaigning on that for years. One of the issues is that the House of Representatives is not representative of people who rent. So this is about building the campaign and the public mandate for the sorts of changes that the Greens have been offering as solutions and getting the stories behind why those changes are needed out in the public.
Now, one thing that we have talked about a little bit, but it hasn't really been a major focus of any policy that we've seen, I guess, proposed, except for perhaps from the Greens, is about long-term renting situations in Aotearoa. Is this something that the Greens would be wanting to bring a conversation focus onto, perhaps?
Yes, it's a bit of a challenge to our thinking that people should be safe and healthy in their homes and stable, whether they rent or own. And it's understanding that more and more people are renting, over half of the population, but for Māori and Pacific communities, that's even higher, way higher. So we have to ensure that whether you are renting, that you're still afforded a healthy, safe and stable accommodation. So being able to put down roots, being able to have your children not have to change schools all of the time, those are pretty ordinary things that we know are really important.
And so what happens next with this? Because as you said, this isn't the first time the Greens or other parties have brought rental reform into the mainstream political conversation. But what needs to happen next to ensure some change is possible here?
We're calling on people to submit their stories, and so we'll let that come in for some time and people will have a chance. Go and find that link to put your stories in, and then we're able to get a sense of exactly what needs to happen, what are the specific issues that are being highlighted. So collecting those stories is the first step, getting them on a public platform, and then seeing where our solutions need to go from there.
Okay, well, let's talk a wee bit about electoral reform or potential electoral reform. This is quite a big deal. It's been a really sweeping review into the country's electoral system, and there's been some major recommendations made. Voting age should be lowered to 16 is one of the recommendations, and also lowering the party threshold to 3.5% has been another one that's been really catching people's attention, plus getting a public referendum on the length of a parliamentary term, perhaps bringing it up to 4 years. Now, what are the Greens' thoughts on these reform suggestions? What do you like? What do you not like so much? What's your position on this?
Well, we're calling for parties across the board to commit to implementing these panel's final recommendations after the election. So they are recommendations from an independent review, I think it's important to remember this is an independent review. It's come up with ways that would improve our voting system for everyone, and we think that all parties should commit to implementing all of the recommendations next term.
Now, we already know that some of the parties aren't keen on some of these recommendations. How are you proposing to have a conversation where that might come to some sort of agreement?
I mean, why wouldn't any political party want to be known as appealing to the next generations, as appealing to improving our voter access and our voter culture, for example, for lowering the voting age? I think this needs to just stay about improving our democratic engagement, where it is fair and it is clear and it is accessible. I don't see why any political parties would want to oppose that.
Now, particularly with the lowering of the voting age, there's been quite a lot of conversation about that in the media over the last year. The Greens have been pushing really hard for it. Why specifically is this something the Greens care about?
It is those younger teenagers and people who are going to inherit all of the decisions that those of us in power are making today. Have every right to want to be engaged in that process, because it is them who are going to have to face the biggest impacts of climate change and inequality and protecting the environment. It's also, Rachel, about setting up good habits and voter behaviour, a generational shift as well. So that's why it's also important.
Well, let's talk a wee bit about the government's budget. That's been a major part of the political calendar in the last month since we spoke. It's been widely praised for things like removing the $5 prescription charge that's currently a barrier to people. It's also been challenged by the Greens for not going far enough in some areas that you were hoping to see reach into. What has been a success from this budget from your perspective, and what would you have preferred to see happen?
I'm really pleased about the prevention violence part of the budget that I was able to achieve. And Budget 23 continues the government's commitment for year on year, so building up year on year investment in the things that are going to actually help to eliminate family violence and sexual violence over the long term. So I'm really pleased about, for example, filling a gap with services for disabled people around preventing and responding to violence. I'm really pleased about a kaupapa Māori sexual violence services part of the funding. Those are massive gaps that we've needed to fill. Excuse me. And particularly a focus on tamariki and children being better supported through justice systems. That's awesome. That's important. Address the associate housing homelessness portfolio budget had a particular focus on more transitional housing, more secure and safe housing for rangatahi once again. So pleased with those things, really important. I think across the whole, we would have liked to have seen a direct increase to income support for the lowest income households and people. And that's, you know, missing. We applaud the drop of the $5 prescription fee, the extension of the early child care to early childhood education to under 3-year-olds. Really good, awesome, and a long-time campaign of the Greens. But there are some more transformational steps which could have taken place in this very budget.
One thing that I haven't seen much discussion about is the support, or perhaps lack of support, for arts sectors from this budget. Is this something that the Greens is concerned about, or that the Greens will be addressing in your own campaigning this year?
Always. The arts are far too often undermined, I think, by successive governments, and there needs to be a shift in understanding of the role that the arts play, especially for a modern Aotearoa with all the challenges that we face, the ability to be creative, to express the solutions, and to be an initiative, an innovative way of community-led inspiration and solutions to those big challenges has always been essential. So it's something that I know our spokesperson, Chloe Swarbrick, will be very strong and clear on as well.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Marama. It's been great to speak with you. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care until then.
Thanks, Rachel.
Ka ora. Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.